Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, we get you back in here after that amazing performance by Warren Sharp from the National Harbor MGM in Maryland, down by all those crabs. Maryland is for crabs! And now we dance on here, and that was some real deep skinny he was giving us. I just thought it was fantastic. I did want to get from you, at the very least, an update. The Nationals are blowing out the Cardinals. Glad I didn't touch that. 11-4 now, bottom nine. That game's about over. Reds and Cubs knotted at twos, going to the bottom of the eighth. Giants lead bottom three in Milwaukee. Game one of the doubleheader, 1-0. The only other game starting early this evening would be the 6:45 Marlins-Phillies at Citizens with Alcantara going against the Phillies.
Yes, of course, Scotty, football is on the mind tonight with the season starting with the Bills and the Rams. But we do have some baseball that we have to get to because people still want to cash some tickets with the MLB, Scotty. We have a couple of games. We have some props. First, let's talk about some things from yesterday. Yankees sweeping the doubleheader from the Twins. As always, Scotty, we've talked about it time and time again. You could change the players, you could change the managers, the uniforms, the stadiums, it don't matter. The Twins can't beat the Yankees to save their lives, Scotty. I mean, it just does not matter what the situation is. The two lineups that the Yankees threw out there yesterday and the Twins still couldn't get it done. Game one, they won in extras. But the highlight of game number one, of course, double nickel, number 55. For Aaron Judge on WFAN in New York.
The 2-1. Swung on, hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's amazing, and I mean that. Absolutely. He's done it again. How does he do it? A Judgian blast into the left field seats.
All rise.
Here comes the Judge.
John working for the first time in a month.
I know,
heard the
John,
other day,
John.
I was in the car driving, right? And I was down at the racetrack, as usual, Carver High. You know, you can always find me at the racetrack.
I know.
I was driving home from the racetrack, and I heard the Spanish broadcaster guy doing the game
Ricky
with Susie on Sunday, I believe it was. And yes. That guy, like, it was almost like he was imitating Sterling.
Yeah.
He sounded so similar to him. But I got to tell you, the guy must have said 1,000 times during that broadcast that the Yankees were playing the Rays next weekend in New York. I mean, he told me 1,000 times watching that game. But Sterling, I haven't heard him do a game since they went west.
I know, and he's missed a lot of Judge homers when they were on that road trip. So he's been trying to get his fill the last couple of days. All rise. Let me tell you, I was in the car when I got home yesterday off the train. They were in the 12th inning where they were about to win that first game. He made a mess out of that bottom of the 12th. He had no idea what was going on with some of the stuff that was happening. So game number two, here's when you really know it's not going well for the Twins, Scotty. Not only are they losing to the Yankees, as always, they've been victimized all three games by Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, believe it or not. The grand slam on the YES Network.
Drill deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. A grand slam. IKF. 4-1 Yanks.
I mean, this guy is the dullest batter in that lineup. I cannot believe that little dude hit a grand slam. I almost fell over.
He's hit three homers all year. Two of them have come in this series against the Twins, Monday and yesterday. Amazing. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Thursday, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here today. Also, Yankee Scotty, looks like DJ LeMahieu could be joining a very lengthy injured list, as he is not going to be able to go again. The Yankees did clinch a winning record for the 30th straight season, which is the longest active streak in North American sports and the third longest all time. 30 straight winning seasons. How about that?
Well, I mean, it's been since 09 since they won, and that's all that matters. And LeMahieu did go on the IL about a half hour ago.
There you go. So now DJ is going to be on the IL. The list continues to grow for the Yankees. The Astros, Scotty, did get it done against the Rangers last night, and it was under 8.5 with the win. A 4-3 win in 10 innings. The walk-off wild pitch on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest.
Myers hammered right field. We have got another home run. It's raining homers at Petco Park.
Well, that was the Padre game. And listen, who cares? I had the Padres laying a run and a half at even money. So I'm glad you played that highlight. I needed that Will Myers. I needed that home run. I needed Darvish to do well. And I was able to hit that bat.
Lots of homers for the Padres yesterday. Myers, Cronenworth, a bunch of guys. They beat the D-backs.
I told you Cronenworth would hit one. I got some sea salt on Cronenworth.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High. I know we got a lot of baseball. I did want to mention your boy Davis's cleats tonight for the Bills. He's rocking Peaky Blinders cleats, the television series that was incredible. I love that show. You should get a nice fine for those cleats tonight. They are fantastic, and I'm sure that Roger Goodell will hate them.
Well, I think what they do now is, Scotty, the trick so that everybody can wear all their special cleats is I believe they all wear them in warm-ups. They all
That's
wear
it.
The crazy cleats in the warm-ups, and then they put their regular standard cleats on for game time, so that way they don't get assessed that fine. So those are usually pregame cleats, but those are sharp. I saw them as well. Don't know the show, but they look like pretty cool cleats from our
great show. You should watch it.
Out, we should. I'm only behind on several other shows, but I did finish that other one with your boy Bateman. I forget what's the name of it. Ozark. I finished that
Ozark.
One.
Ozark. Oh, very strong effort.
I did
effort.
Finish Ozark.
Very strong.
Strong effort.
Very strong effort.
We played the Will Myers homer for you. I did want to also note Juan Soto left that game yesterday, hit by a pitch, the old right shoulder contusion, Scotty. Never good to get the right shoulder contusion for Juan Soto. The Mets took both games of the doubleheader in Pittsburgh against the Buccos yesterday. Bassett Hound in the afternoon. DeGrom, once again, was excellent at night as they had a 10-0 win out there on the shores of the Allegheny. But here's Bassett after the first game, Scotty. Now, the Mets did have a pretty sizable lead in the National League East. It's now down to a half. They were tied yesterday before the doubleheader. But the Bassett Hound says, everybody's got to chill out, making too big a deal about the Mets losing games to the Nationals and the Pirates. Here he is.
Given just the little recent skid by this team, how much did you kind of put it on yourself to just stop it here today?
No, and I think the whole New York media and stuff like that's obviously a little extreme. I mean, it's three games. So we just win today and then going to obviously tonight and win again tonight, and that's just it. I mean, I know, I'm sure the world was going crazy, but, I mean, we're fine.
I mean, they sure were, because they really kicked their ass in the nightcap.
They certainly did. That regained them that half-game lead over Atlanta, who did win yesterday as well, Scotty. The 7-3 win out at the Ashtray against the A's. White Sox ended up beating the Mariners in Castillo yesterday 9-6 out
4-0
in Seattle.
They were
down. They had a that was
I lost that bet. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
For Seattle. Dodgers beat the Giants 7-3. I know that that was one where the Giants had an early lead as well.
2-0 and they blew it.
Get it done. The Rays beat the Red Sox 1-0. Phillies beat the Marlins 4-3. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 4-1. That was a rough couple days for the Orioles, Scotty. Got swept in that doubleheader. Lost again last night. Probably really hurt them getting pushed back 4.5 games now out of the wild card. Royals also beat the Guardians last night. Not a good scene for the Guardians, as once again things are very tight now with Chicago winning yesterday, Twins and the Guardians losing yesterday. White Sox very much in the mix, Scotty, and I believe they do play one of those, or no, Cleveland plays Minnesota this weekend. White Sox have four big games in Oakland against a bad team.
Right.
So this is a big weekend for Chicago. They got to go out and I would say sweep four games from the A's, but at minimum take 3 out of 4 while the Twins and the Guardians play each other this weekend. They got to do that.
They got a big one tonight, Cease against Sears and Roebuck, and that's not going to be easy either because Sears has pitched so well since he went out there from the Yankees. And, you know, Irvin has been giving them good starts. They're a terrible team, though. That lineup doesn't hit. They don't score runs. But they scored a bunch of runs against the Braves, didn't they? They gave the Braves problems. Man. And the Braves still beat them, but they had to work hard to do it. If the White Sox take them lightly, they're going to get burned. And I'm on the White Sox tonight in a big bet.
White Sox 2 back, Twins 2 back of the Guardians going into play tonight in the AL Central. Brewers, of course, got racked by the Rockies. Eric Lauer, their starter, left the game. Elbow soreness. He did not look good at all. He got hammered early on. Angels lost to the Tigers, Scotty. But, of course, Trout homered for the 4th straight game. Otani homered again, but they still lost. That's Angel baseball for you, Scotty. Big nights from all their guys, and they just
all they ever talk about is Trout and Otani home runs, and they never talk about wins.
Nope, they never talk about wins. They don't get them off to another really bad season out in Anaheim. All right, just because the NFL's starting tonight doesn't mean that we don't have baseball props either. I don't care if there's a couple games. We're going after the strikeouts and the taters tonight, Scotty, like we always do. Strikeouts, we will start with Sandy Alcantara in Philadelphia against the Phillies tonight. 5.5 is the number, minus 150 to the over. This is his 5th start against the Phillies this year. Previous 4, 5, 5, 12, and 4. Only one out of his 4 starts, he's gone over the 5.5. He's so tough to figure out, Scotty, because he pitches so great. Even the nights he goes 8-9 innings, he sometimes comes under this 5.5 number. I think I'm going to stay under tonight with Alcantara.
Yeah, so am I. Not only that, he's lost 2 of 3 and kind of got lit up. He gave up 6 earned runs twice. I'm on the Phillies tonight. I'll take the under.
Nasty Nestor Cortez comes back off of his little stint on the IL for the Yankees to face the Twinkies. 5.5 for Cortez, minus 118 to the over, minus 108 to the under. Before going on the injured list, Scotty, he was under 5.5 in 4 of his last 5 starts. Faced the Twins earlier this year, only had 3. I think this is another under, double unders to start the strikeouts tonight, Scotty.
Well, he's been really good at home, 4-1 with a 2.2 ERA, and he's had the little mini vacation here. I think he comes out tonight and eats the Twins alive and goes over.
Sonny Gray will be the opposing pitcher as he returns to Yankee Stadium. 4.5 is the number for Gray, minus 135 to the over, minus 105 to the under. He's under in his last 2, but he was over in the 6 before that. I think maybe a depleted Yankee lineup could help him tonight over minus 135 for me.
Yeah, I don't have any faith in this guy in the Bronx. We've already seen this act before, and they got rid of him, and he's running out of gas right now, if you ask me. He had 4-2 in his last two starts. I'm going to say no.
No for Sonny Gray. All right, and finally, Dylan Cease tonight for the White Sox. He has been excellent, as we know. He faces the A's. 8.5 is the number for Cease. Now, this is bumped up a little bit, Scotty. Going off the 8.5 number, he hasn't gone over that in 9 straight starts. A couple of sixes, bunch of sevens, bunch of eights, but not more than 8.5, plus 100 to the over, minus 145 to the under. I don't care. It's the A's. I'm going over. He's going to get 9 or more tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's been right there at, you know, I think the last two were 7-8, his last two starts. But he's facing a crappy A-ball team tonight up there. I'm going to say over as well. I think he has a big game. I'm counting on him having a big game. I need the White Sox tonight.
Yes, out there. All right, I've got more home runs for you. We will do that after you talk to Adam. Let's slide the first one in. You want to know why? It's very rare, Scotty, that guys have good numbers off of Sandy Alcantara. But you know who does? Bryce Harper for the Phillies, 10 for 27 with a home run, plus 375 tonight. We've been chasing Bryce a little. Let's get him off the mat here, Scotty.
Yeah, I think Sandy's limping to the finish line, and the Marlins have lost, what, 10, 11? They've lost so many games in a row. I think it's in 10. I'm 9 now, going for 10 tonight. Yeah. I'm on Harper, yes, and the Phillies.
I'll give you the rest of the taters and tonight's games later on after you talk to Adam Kaplan. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me. There's one game I care about, that Chicago game at the Astros.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Adam Kaplan is our NFL insider, getting ready for the Bills-Rams season kickoff, pain day style tonight at SoFi in Lipstick City. It's going to be incredible. We were talking to our lead analyst, Warren Sharp, earlier, and he was talking about how the heat is stifling in Los Angeles. They're having a heat wave out west, that it's around 90 outside the stadium. He said add another 10 degrees inside. It's an open air, you know, multi-billion dollar facility. At the Super Bowl, it was 70 degrees and perfect that night in February. This is a different scenario altogether, Adam, going into this game tonight. I don't know if you knew that it was that hot out there. It could be a factor, and certainly the Bills are on a different body clock than the Rams, and the Super Bowl champs, and the history of this game in the NFL is, you know, the champs usually come out and win these games. How do you start by analyzing this one for us?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A couple things. You and I were talking earlier this week. I'm going to add to some stuff that I forgot that I'd reported on the Bills months ago, which actually is a factor in this game, but I'll explain why. But yeah, if you just look at history, the team that won the Super Bowl the year before, their first game of the season next year, they're 45-10-1. So obviously, the Rams, who are playing at home, and they're 3-0 at home under McVay in openers. And McVay is, by the way, 5-0 in openers since he became the head coach in 2017. So a lot on history pointing to the Rams. There's no question about it. And the Bills, and you and I talked about Tre'Davious White, their top corner and one of the top five corners of the National Football League. He's not playing. He won't be available at least for the first four games, as he comes back from his ACL injury from last November on Thanksgiving. So that is yet another advantage here. I don't know for the life of me why the Bills would be favored on the road here at 2.5. That to me is a misaligned number here. Yes, the Bills are very good, but what they did, Pharrell, to counteract what happened against them in the playoffs when the Chiefs ran rampant over them offensively, is they brought in a former Ram, Von Miller, on defense. And we'll get into that, of course, but the big injury is obviously Tre'Davious White. We told you earlier this week that Van Jefferson wouldn't play. That's what I was told. I'm also told that Jefferson, barring a setback, should be available by the end of the month. They knew when Jefferson, the Rams' third receiver. They knew when he had the surgery he was not going to be available week one. The question was, would he be back by the end of the month? And they do believe, barring a setback, he will. But the big one is White. There's no question about it. And Sean McVay, I know I've studied this head coach and this play caller. He's going to take advantage of that matchup.
All right, so without White, break down the plan for the Bills in their secondary, dealing with Robinson, Cobb, Higby. I mean, they are a dangerous trio.
Yeah, and Allen Robinson's first game in a regular season for the Rams. So Kyer Elam should be the guy. Now, they've got Christian Benford, who's also a draftee. He's a sixth round out of Villanova. Elam, a first rounder. Elam's a higher pedigree corner. He's got more talent than Bedford. I'd expect him to be on the field more tonight. They'll both play in place of White. But this is where Sean McVay, one of the best schemers and designers of offense in the National Football League, he knows who he's going to be facing. And Dane Jackson's the other corner on the other side. So he's going to take advantage of that. Now, they're very good. The Bills were the third best team covering the tight end last year. Tyler Higbee is a guy that, as I told you Tuesday, look for him to be more involved going forward until Jefferson comes back. But to me, it's all about finding a way for the Bills, and Leslie Frazier, their defensive coordinator, is finding a way to protect these corners, because McVay knows, he sees these two young kids, and you know they're going to have the target on their back. That's the first thing he's going to do in play action, see if they bite, see if their eyes are pointing in the backfield there. That's how you beat young corners, and they don't have anywhere to go here. They're going to have to play. And one other note here, though, from a positive standpoint, for the Bills, this is what I was alluding to earlier. We didn't talk about this on Tuesday. So one of the ways that the Bills could kind of counteract the Rams scoring is use James Cook, their second-round pick out of Georgia. They love him. In fact, two things that happened in the offseason before they drafted Cook. They tried to, well, actually, they had an agreement with J.D. McKissic as their passing down back. They want more juice in the pass game. I'm told they actually called the Panthers and inquired about Christian McCaffrey. They were told that from the Panthers they weren't interested in trading him. So that went out the window. So they turned their attention to McKissic. McKissic changed his mind, by the way, Pharrell. He changed his mind and he re-signed with the Commanders. So what did they do? They drafted Dalvin Cook's younger brother, James Cook. So to me, what's going to happen here? When James Cook's on the field, this is where Ken Dorsey, the new offensive coordinator for the Bills, is going to target maybe Bobby Wagner at linebacker, who's 32 years old, the new Ram linebacker. Someone out there we can get some explosiveness on the field, because that is what they've been missing, some juice out of that backfield. And the guy now is going to be James Cook tonight.
How do you think Dorsey will do in this job? Used to love watching him play for the Canes. Yeah. How do you think he's going to do compared to Dable?
It's a great question. And the way coaches always explain to me is this. Play calling is an art. It's not easy. It's hard when you're doing it for the first time. They're going against an outstanding defense in the Rams, who are very good in the secondary. It's going to be hard. There's no doubt. But Ken Dorsey's a smart guy. He learned from Daboll. Daboll is the master of matchups, and I expect Ken Dorsey to find something that they can exploit tonight. It will not be easy, but what you're going to see is Gabe Davis, who they absolutely love. He's a first-time starter. He was their third receiver last season. He starts for Emmanuel Sanders, who retired. And they love him. They told me that they knew this when they drafted him. Third year would be his deal. And this is it. One Bill source told me, the smartest rookie receiver they've ever been around. He's 6'2" and can run. He goes and gets it. This is a guy that they expect to have a breakout season. I would certainly agree with him. He's been terrific. And I know a lot of people play fantasy football love him. And tonight's his debut.
So tell me about Bates and Saffold.
Yeah, here's another thing. So another part of this offense is the change at both guard spots. Ryan Bates, who, what a story, out of Penn State, an undrafted free agent with the Eagles in 2019. Eagles had no interest in him. He didn't do well for them, so they traded him as an afterthought. And what happened was he worked his way up. He was inactive half the season his rookie year. He worked his way up, played a little bit last year, started a couple games, and this year he's a full-time starter. In fact, remember, he was a restricted free agent. Three teams are in on it, the Patriots, the Bears, and another team. And then the Bills matched what was out there, and they brought him in. So they brought him back. And then Roger Saffold, former Titans guard, he's going to start for them, and he brings stability there. So they've got some changes here. I think they're going to be okay. They're well coached by Aaron Cromer. Bobby Johnson, the former offensive line coach, is now with the Giants with Daboll. So some changes there. But the big one tonight, Bills fans, you're going to see James Cook. I expect he's going to make some plays tonight, because that is one way Ken Dorsey kind of flipped the field against the Rams.
So Von Miller and that defense attacking, Stafford, how do you think that kind of jigsaw puzzle they got going up front for the Rams on that offensive line is going to hold up against this new pass rush?
And speaking of more offensive line change, Joe Newboom starts for Andrew Whitworth, we know retired. And then Coleman Shelton, a rarely known guard for the Rams, he's going to start for Austin Corbett, who started for the Panthers. So, and this is Shelton's only third start. This is a big deal for him. Like, this is a guy that's sort of underrated. Not a lot of people know about him, but you see these two changes. Newboom, super athletic, but a good story development. They re-sign him to a big deal. So that's another one there. And Allen Robinson is going to replace Odell Beckham, who's unsigned, come back from the ACL injury. We mentioned Bobby Wagner. But again, the number one story of this game is what Sean McVay does with these two young corners, because immediately when they're on the field, and I know that they believe in the run game. It starts with the run games, the Rams and play action. But when he sees those two young corners, he's going to target them. That, to me, is the story of the game. If these kids hold up tonight, that's going to change the paradigm, because I don't think it's going to happen. Sean McVay's too good for that. I just think he knows what he's going to see, and he's going to go after those kids. This is, I'll tell you what, I know week one, typically, defenses are ahead of offenses. I get that, but there's going to be a lot of points in this game. 51.5, I think, is very reasonable, and I see it going over the total.
Carver High is livid listening to you favoring the Los Angeles Rams.
I know.
He is washing his hands of Adam Kaplan from this day forward. I can see it right now. I can see him on the screen right now just shaking his head. He is livid. I know him like the back of my hand. He is not having it. Your shenanigans, you are clearly all over the Rams.
Yeah, I do like them tonight, actually straight up to win the game. Yeah, I cannot understand. Based on the matchups, based on the huge loss of Tre'Davious White, a top five corner in this league, how in the world are the Super Bowl champions at home in SoFi, where they are 11-5 in the regular season, how in the world are they an underdog here? That makes no sense to me.
And 3-0 in the playoffs, all they do is win there. And how about in those openers that you talk about with McVay? Literally 110-40 in scoring points in those five wins?
Yep. Yeah. 110-40 at home in the three wins. Yeah, just incredible. Now, you always have to look at who they played, but the fact of the matter is there's a lot that favors the Rams here. I get that the odds makers have the Bills favored. I understand that, but to me, there's just so much favoring the Rams here. I don't see how they're coming up with that, but we'll see what happens today. It is a very – to me, if this was played on a neutral site, I'd still have the Rams as a 1 or 1.5 point favorite. The fact that they're at home. Now, some people would argue that SoFi is not a great home field to me. But look, the fact of the matter is, as we know, they're 11-5 at home in the regular season. So I don't see that.
I mean, my God, all they do is win in that building. It hasn't been around long enough to have cobwebs. But all they've done is gone out and kicked everyone's ass. And in the playoffs, it was even more significant. In the Super Bowl, they won the game. They finally got a team playing in their building in the Super Bowl, and they got it done, and they won the Lombardi. Enjoy the game tonight, Adam. Good stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, a couple things, Carver High. One, the college football playoff committee, let's just call them that, they're now working diligently towards implementing the 12-team playoff format for 2024, not 26. They're trying to get it done for 24. And if they're trying to get it done for 24, get ready. It's coming in 24. Secondly, programming note. Don't forget to catch your boy Pharrell with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, on Saturday for college football, in-game, live, all access at 12 Eastern, 9 breakfast time in the West this Saturday and Sunday. Kickoff, 1 o'clock NFL Pain Day games in the East, 10 brunch West. It's Pharrell and the Sports Rage, Gabe Morenci. Are you kidding me? Strap in for Saturdays and Sundays, in-game, live, all access. And don't forget to check out PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sharp plays like a dagger and in-game action. We're getting in-game action going, Carver Hyde, like your prop bets on the strikeouts, the homers, the in-game. We got, every offering in the world right here on C2C. So let's keep doling them out. I know you got more taters for me and game props.
Yes, let's finish the props before we take a look at the couple games that we do have tonight in Major League Baseball. We already gave you Bryce Harper tonight to go yard against Alcantara for the Phillies down in Philadelphia. Scotty, I mean, this guy hits him every day. Plus 260 for Judge tonight? I mean, with Sonny Gray on the mound? Let's go. Give me that price. He hits him every night. We might as well cash again.
He's got to hit one against Sonny Gray. For as poorly as Sonny Gray pitched for the Yankees, he's got to pay him back. Let's go yardage. All rise.
Now, we did not get to talk about this really on Tuesday when we came back. Did you see the ball that Sanchez hit on Monday against the Yankees? It was like the longest non-Coors Field home run that was hit in the majors this year. You got a lefty on the mound tonight with Cortez. How about Gary at plus 450 to go against his old team again? Why not, Scotty? Let's go.
All right, a little Sanchez for us. I don't miss him at all, but I did see the shot, and it was impressive. Why not again? I mean, everything else. Look, they have been in every game with the Yankees. They've had to pull it out of their trousers to get it done. So why not with your boy Sanchez?
And finally, for the Taters, I'm going to go with the numbers play here. Guy who's been pretty hot and actually hits Cease pretty well. Sean Murphy for the Athletics out at the Ashtray.
Here we go. Some guy I've never heard of. You know he's going to hit it.
Give me my boy Murph at plus 525 tonight. Has a homer off Cease in his career. Let's do it again.
Every guy on the face of the earth has a friend named Murph. He's got to hit a home run tonight. Your boy Murph, he's just got to do it.
Got to have Murph tonight. All right, game props. Only two for you here tonight. How about the Yankees to win? Because that's what they always do against the Minnesota Twins. And over, we pushed it down to 5.5, Scotty. So over 5.5, Yankees win plus 170.
I hope you're right. I don't feel it. The way they've struggled to score runs, they won, 5-4 on that walk-off. They were able to finally score a bunch of runs in the nightcap. They'll probably go back to their non-run-producing ways in this one. I hope you're right. I am on the Yankees to win, but I'm not feeling the 6 runs.
And we will go to the late-night game for the under. White Sox win at the Ashtray with Cease. Under 8.5, we bumped it up a little. Plus 150. White Sox win under 8.5 with Cease and Sears and Roebuck starting.
I think that's a great bet, and I am on the White Sox as well here. I need Cease to win this game. It's that simple. I need Chicago to win the game. So I can live with betting with you on this under as well, because Sears and Roebuck has pitched pretty well for him.
I forgot to mention, and maybe I'll mention, you know what? I'm going to save it for when we do the Yankee game right now. We've got 4 games tonight. Let's go through them. The Fish are once again in Philadelphia against the Phillies, Scotty. They have lost 9 in a row. The guy who's going to win the NL Cy Young will try to stop that tonight. Sandy Alcantara for the Marlins. Kyle Gibson goes for the Phillies tonight. Good lumber for them. Actually down now. Minus 140. That's because Alcantara's going. Plus 115 for the Fish. Total a flat 7.
Under Phillies. The Marlins can't get out of their own way right now.
Yankees and the Twins. Nasty Nestor Cortez against Sonny Gray. Guess who's hitting cleanup for the Yankees tonight, Scotty. This is where the Yankees are right now. IKF off of the Grand Slam yesterday is in the four hole for the Yankees tonight. Hey, he's got two homers in the series. I guess they figure might as well go with the hot bat. Can you imagine that guy's hitting cleanup tonight? That's where the Yanks are at.
Give me the cornhole. Really, I'll take the Yankees, and I actually think this will be under with Gray and Nasty.
This one at Yankees minus 145. The number was 6.5, like you were saying, under with Gray. Giants and the Brewers will play game two of a doubleheader tonight. In game one, it is 2-1 Brewers, Scotty, in the bottom of the sixth. Peralta will start tonight for Milwaukee. To be determined is going to start for the Giants. We always love him. Minus 185 for Milwaukee, total 8.5.
Well, I just got the Brewers in game when it was 1-0 Giants, and now it's 2-1 Brewers. I need that to hit. And then, of course, to be determined, you know he's going to win tonight. I'll go Giants in the second game with to be determined.
That's a tough, you know, these are makeup games that they're playing in Milwaukee today from those games that were canceled in the first week. So the Giants got to play the doubleheader in Milwaukee today pretty late and then play an afternoon game at Wrigley tomorrow against the Cubs. That is a very tough stretch for the San Francisco Giants, who haven't been playing well to begin with. So that's an extremely tough stretch for them.
Well, bet on the Cubs tomorrow then. I don't like that either, that they play a doubleheader and then they have to jump down to Chicago. But it's, you know, that's an hour bus ride. So that's what that is.
Yeah, yeah. But still, Oakland, you mentioned it already a few times. You like Cease tonight. Heavy lumber, minus 200 against J.P. Sears and Roebuck. Seven's the flat total.
Yeah, and I'm on the under there because these two guys are really dealing. And give me the White Sox. Don't forget, when you're at the game tonight, tell somebody, anyone you know, anyone you see, sitting next to you, get the BetMGM app, and you can bet $10 maybe on the game you're watching, and you can win $200 if either team hits a home run. And I guarantee there'll be home runs in every game tonight. Just use the bonus code MLBHR20. 22. You got a little Dabo pay raise, Carver High?
Yeah, first, Mafia's telling me, I guess with Jock Peterson today on the scoreboard at the Brewer game, they always put that player trivia. Very familiar with IR bench rules for fantasy football. Little ha-ha from the Brewers today, I guess, after the fight that he had. Who was that with? With Tommy Pham, right? He had the fisticuffs with Tommy Pham earlier this year. So the start of a football season. There you go. Jock Peterson getting the business from the people up in Milwaukee. All right. Clemson, Scotty, gives Dabo lots of money. 10 years, $115 million extension. There you go. Dabo getting paid just like Nick did a week ago. Must have been after that offense played so well against Georgia Tech the other night.
Well, I mean, is there anyone that could fit in a puzzle better than Dabo has fit at Clemson? I mean, why would they ever get rid of him? Seven ACC titles, right? And a national championship. Yep. If anyone deserves an extension and a pay raise, I would say for the job he's done and the recruiting he's done for Clemson football, like no other, he is lock, stock, and barrel, the best thing that's ever happened to Clemson football.
Good news for Wake Forest, Scotty. Of course, they started this year ranked mostly because they had quarterback Sam Hartman returning. He had the medical issue, did not play in week number one. He is back, will face Vandy this week, affected the line big time.
Bad news for Vandy.
That's bad news for Vandy, that's for sure, who actually is off to a 2-0 start after beating Hawaii and Elon the first couple of weeks.
Now they get to play Wake. Remember Elon skis when I was a kid. Those were great skis when I was a kid.
Those great skis. We like Wake Forest this week against Vandy. Florida State did lose one of their starting tackles. Bless Harris. He is out for the season. Tomorrow, Scotty, on Coast to Coast, we've kind of neglected college football today because the NFL is starting tonight. We already had the first full week. We ain't doing that tomorrow. We have like several hundred college football games that we have to dive into heading into the weekend, including Bama and Texas, Florida and Kentucky. There's some really good late night 10:30 p.m. Eastern kickoffs too, that we will have to talk about tomorrow. And we have Louisville and UCF tomorrow night at the Bounce House in Orlando.
And so Boise and New Mexico and, on the blue carpet.
The Lobos. Can't forget the Lobos tomorrow night. Take it on Boise, who looks so good against the Beavers last Saturday night in Corvallis. But I will, for college football, I have to put this in today. I missed it yesterday. Yay. Have to play it. Eddie O, one of our favorites, Ed Orgeron, was at some Arkansas sports club meeting with the people, as he always likes to do, where he was asked about his departure from LSU. Typical Ed Orgeron fashion, he did not pull any punches. Here he is.
I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. That was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Say, coach, things are not going well. No shit. Ray Charles can see that, brother.
Listen to him snorting.
And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So what's next?
Well, I gotta tell you this, though. Say, coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave? What door you want me out of, brother?
Boy, Eddie O.
He's like, let me finish the story, son. I gotta do the punchline. That was good. 17 mil goes a long way when you're his age.
Tell me what door and tell me when you want me to leave. Did you stay up till 3 a.m. to watch Alcatraz beat Sinner in that U.S. Open quarterfinal? 2:50 a.m. Eastern, a five-setter, the latest Open finish ever. Hell of a match if you stayed up to watch it, Scotty, that's for sure.
Do you think he beats Francis Tiafoe?
I got to root for Tiafoe. It's so rare that somebody from America actually makes it this far in the U.S. Open on the men's side. I have to root this guy home this weekend, don't we, Scotty? Are we on Tiafoe this weekend in Flushing?
I am rooting for him, but I still think our boy Alcatraz is going to beat him.
Oh, boy. Kyrgios was fined for the racket smashing. Graham Potter will be the new Chelsea head coach. There you go.
Graham Potter. Harry Potter.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell, finish time. Carver High very upset that the headlines have been stolen from the Bills in the season opener by the passing of Queen Elizabeth today at the age of 96. And long live the King, King Charles III now in charge over in the UK. Qatar warns fans about smuggling alcohol into the country ahead of the World Cup. If you smuggle booze into the airport, you are going to become Brittany Griner. Remember that. Florida highway driver ties a dead alligator to his bumper. Your boy was rolling around with a gigantic alligator dead hanging from his bumper. That's as bad as Confederate flags. Anthony Zatala, the son of an accused mobster, he whacked while cracking jokes and planning to take over his $45 million real estate empire. He killed him in a McDonald's drive-thru while he was getting coffee. Blew his head off. That is awesome. Woman killed in a shark attack while snorkeling in the Bahamas. Some vacation, huh? Two fans removed. Did you see him getting a haircut the other night at the U.S. Open? Man, that dude was giving that guy a magnificent haircut. He was shaving all his hair off, and it was ugly. Arizona trooper finds 46 pounds of fentanyl pills during a traffic stop. You don't think people like fentanyl, huh? Sex workers have turned to crypto payments. That's because no one takes credit cards anymore from porn sites or hookers or prostitution or OnlyFans. Mom gives birth to twins with different dads after sex with two different men on the same day. Getting involved. Your girl... was absolutely working it. California Sheriff's deputy sought in two fatal shooting surrenders to police. He blew two couples' heads off. And he was a cop. I guess he didn't like them dating or something. Hurricane in Mexico is gonna bring the big waves and barrel rolls to SoCali. What up, San Diego? GTV is back. See you tomorrow.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.